درسه چهارم
Lesson 4 Major Schools of Thought in Psychology Part 1 When psychology was first established as a science separate from biology and philosophy, the debate over how to describe and explain the human mind and behavior began. The different schools of psychology represent the major theories within psychology. The first school of thought, structuralism, was advocated by the founder of the first psychology lab, Wilhelm Wundt. Almost immediately, other theories began to emerge and vie for dominance in psychology. In the past, psychologists often identified themselves exclusively with one single school of thought. Today, most psychologists have an eclectic outlook on psychology. They often draw on ideas and theories from different schools rather than holding to any singular outlook. Structuralism and functionalism. Structuralism is generally thought of as the first school of thought in psychology. This outlook focused on breaking down mental processes into the most basic components. Major structuralist thinkers include Wilhelm Wundt and Edward Titchener. The focus of structuralism was on reducing mental processes down into their most basic elements. The structuralists used techniques such as introspection to analyze the inner processes of the human mind. Functionalism was formed as a reaction to the theories of the structuralist school of thought and was heavily influenced by the work of William James. Unlike some of the other well-known schools of thought in psychology, functionalism is not associated with a single dominant theorist. Instead, there are a number of different functionalist thinkers associated with this outlook, including John Dewey, James Rowland Angel, and Harvey Carr. Author David Howersall notes, however, that some historians even question whether functionalism should be considered a formal school of psychology or formalized as a set of ideas. Instead of focusing on the mental processes themselves, functionalist thinkers were interested in the role that these processes play. Gestalt psychology. Gestalt psychology is a school of psychology based upon the idea that we experience things as unified wholes. This approach to psychology began in Germany and Austria during the late 19th century in response to the molecular approach of structuralism. Instead of breaking down thoughts and behavior to their smallest elements, the Gestalt psychologists believed that you must look at the whole of experience. According to the Gestalt thinkers, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Behaviorism. Behaviorism became a dominant school of thought during the 1950s. It was based upon the work of thinkers such as John B. Watson, Ivan Pavlov, and B.F. Skinner. Behaviorism suggests that all behavior can be explained by environmental causes rather than internal forces. Behaviorism is focused on observable behavior. Theories of learning, including classical conditioning and operant conditioning, were the focus of a great deal of research. The behavioral school of psychology had a major influence on the course of psychology, and many of the ideas and techniques that were emerged from this school of thought are still widely used today. Behavioral training, token economies, aversion therapy, and other techniques are frequently used in psychotherapy and behavior modification programs.